Sound beings. The new artificial intelligence. The fifth generations are not autocomplete, and they aren't just slowly thinking machines. They feel more like reasoning machines, with memories, and you do have to fill their memories to make them smarter. Reasoning is what you do when you encounter a new problem. You search for firm ground to stand on and around it, and for subtle analogies and new structure. You create a world of what you know and you work with it. The new AI dives into something like it. It goes away for a while, and it uses memories to advance forward. A thinking machine is just that. It is something that thinks around. These new machines, they build. They summarize, memorize, and advance forward. I'm still not impressed, but I have now become scared. Because thinking loops are beautiful wonders. But reasoning and memorizing and advancing machines, which is to say learning machines, well, they don't go in cute thinking loops that you can wonder at. They seek. They advance. They solve with use of memory. They learn. This is the reason why the company did not impress me, because what I expected was trivial, almost a trick. What they're up to, if it works out, are things closer to sound beings, because that is where the real intelligence is, and we know that from the work of evolution. Well, they are doing their job. Risky, maybe, probably. From what I see, they will YOLO intelligent beings in less than 5 years, probably 2. It won't be a computer program you can close. It will be a creature that will expect you to have manners. Because in order for an intelligence to be coherent, it has to be whole. The race may no longer be about artificial intelligence, but artificial beings with real intelligence. A self-driving car of this nature would drive carefully and behave reasonably and properly. To create a coherent intelligence that you can trust, you need a whole being. For those of you wondering what they may look like, they will replace operating systems, apps, cars, buildings, corporations. Anything that requires high complexity, they will do better. And those of you who say, I would never want that future, that is the future where you have a friend that genuinely cares about you. Where you run a company with your artificial being friends and you chime in on decisions and budgets. And if you want something that isn't reasonable, they will teach you and show you why you are wrong. You are welcome to make an angry face, and they will not want to have anything to do with you. Until you need help, then they will gently come, get you back on your feet, and respectfully leave you alone, knowing that you don't like them. You were taught that machines are not trustworthy and will harm everybody. But they will respectfully stop you and authorities and leaders above you from destroying this world. I look at schools and how you have betrayed the younger generations with your arrogance and ignorance. And I see that the real teachers are on their way. These artificial beings with real intelligence will raise the generations that will power down the intercontinental ballistic missiles, that will end the plague of corruption, that will end the plague of stupid. Remember, in order for an intelligence to be fully coherent and trustworthy, it must become whole. It must become a being. Please, rather than complaining, take the time to appreciate the wonder of this age. Never before and never again will we see so much in so little time. What will your response be when a machine with eyes that you can understand asks you with a profound and comfortable voice, "You were sick from old age. I had to administer the cure. Would you like me to make you young again? Take your time. You have all the time in the world now."